So that's the pop singer Paloma Faith. She had her first baby last December, but she's never revealed its name or sex, and now we know why. She's told the Daily Mirror that she intends to raise her child and any future kid she has gender neutral. The former judge on The Voice says she will not dress their child in blue or pink to avoid implicit pressure on the child's own gender identification. The singer said, "I'm loving being a mother. I want two or three kids in all, and they will all be gender neutral." The TV's Sammy Morrison is with us today. Good morning to you, Sammy.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. And the journalist, Tina Calder. Morning, Tina.
Morning.
And both of you are parents. What do you make of this, Sammy?
I think regardless of the mother's choice, and it is the mother's choice that we're talking about here, eventually biological realities will hit, because biology matters. And there are significant gender differences between a boy and a girl. And while you say that the mother didn't reveal the gender of the child when it was born, I do see reports online from the time of the birth referring to the child as a boy. So assuming that those reports from the time of the birth are correct, there's going to be issues that are going to arise down the line. If you're telling this boy that he can identify as a boy or a girl, and it doesn't make any difference, for example, if it comes to sports day at school, if that boy joins the girl's race, he will be at a biological advantage over the other competitors in the race, because a male will always beat a female at a similar level of fitness. That's why we have female sports. That's why we have separate races for women and men at the Olympics, because those biological differences matter.
Okay.
And it would be discriminatory to the girls competing in the race if a biological boy was allowed to do that, just because he said he was a girl.
But to focus focus in on our story this morning, Sammy, do you think a parent should be, if it is their choice, have you any objection to them bringing their child up as gender neutral, so that their child decides when they're old enough to do so which gender they want to identify with?
I think it's unwise. I think it's unwise. I think particularly the fact that it's unwise kicks in at puberty, because body changes happen to children at that stage. And if a child is told, well, you can identify as whatever you'd like, then there are treatments that they undergo. For example, assuming this child, for the sake of argument, we say that she was a girl, a biological girl. If you have treatments to stop puberty, and then the girl decides later on that that was a mistake, and there have been cases of this in the past, women can be left with permanently deep voices. They can be left with body and facial hair. They can be even believed left with things like male pattern baldness. And there are other issues that arise, such as the fact that they can be permanently infertile.
Okay, Tina?
So, children are not playthings in some sort of political game.
Tina?
I think we've got a few issues at stake here. I mean, as a mother, Paloma Faith has the absolute right, along with her partner, to bring her child up in whatever manner she sees fit. And that's what we vote for when we vote for a democracy. And yes, I get ours isn't working at the minute, but that's essentially what living in a free and democratic society is about. One of the things I would point out is that male and female fitness levels are not always different. Right up until the age of 15, my sister played for boys' football teams, and she did very, very well. I mean, she excelled beyond many of the young boys. Now, it was only when she got to her mid-teens that they then requested that it was maybe a better idea for her to go to female teams. At that point, she dropped out.
Yeah, but I think we're getting sidetracked physical ability.
That's one of the points Sam's making.
I know it is, but I think he brought us off on a tangent. I think what this story is about at the point of birth, a parent saying they are not going to influence their child's gender identification.
I see no reason why that parent can't make that choice. I mean, what we're doing here, we're assuming that Paloma Faith is doing this in an extreme manner. I mean, my 4-year-old son, for example, is absolutely obsessed by princesses. Anything princesses, he absolutely loves. Most of the TV shows that he watches are very much geared towards female audience in the way in which they're made. But in saying that, he loves superheroes. He, you know, we didn't bring him up to be gender neutral or anything, but we certainly accept that if there are things that are, I suppose, traditionally seen as girls' activities, we don't stop him from doing them. We don't discourage them. In fact, we encourage him to express himself.
Can
your contributor define gender?
Sorry, say that again?
Define gender. What is it?
It's not... You see, you're making this very much about what is a biological issue. I mean, I have no problem with the fact that people are male or physically female, and in some cases,
Sammy, do this for me. One second, Sammy. Do this.
I want to explore this issue. If you can't define gender, if you say that you can't say it's biological, you can't do it scientifically. Are you therefore suggesting that we remove gender discrimination from legislation? Because if you say there's no such thing as male and female, that gender is completely objective. It's whatever you define it as. It's whatever you say it is. Why should we have gender discrimination legislation?
Okay, let me get a question. Hold on. Let me ask a question, Sammy.
Yes.
Can you tell me what actions or what behaviours are more boy-like or more girl-like at early age development than a child? What is a boy more predisposed to doing than a girl?
If you look at psychological studies of this, and there is serious science behind this, there is no scientific evidence for gender neutrality or for gender fluid, or any of that nonsense, because that's what it is. But if you look at scientific studies of this, there are gender differences which are observable from an early age.
Can you tell me what they are?
For example, a child who is male will usually display characteristics which show that they gravitate towards toys which stimulate visual and spatial skills. Most girls will gravitate towards toys which develop social and verbal skills.
Really?
Dolls. Yes, that's a scientific fact.
Fact that if you go to Asda and the toy aisle is full of pink girls' toys and blue boys' toys, and when you look at those toys, the boys' toys are more spatial, logical, those male things. And
yes,
you go to
because
the girls, and ironing boards and babies. Absolute nonsense. What Paloma Faith is trying to eradicate from her child's life is the social stigma of having to be one way or the other.
Okay,
when it comes to not necessarily the biological issues, but in terms of the mental, the social.
Let Sammy reply.
It is not a social, gender is not a social construct, and it is totally nonsense to suggest that it is socially regressive for boys to play with boys' toys and girls to play with girls' toys. Parents, not the children, promote this sort of nonsense. They promote this toy panic. They this nonsense.
Okay.
And that is where it's coming from.
All right, Norman and Bangor. Morning, Norman.
Morning, Stephen. Yeah. Let our children grow up as boys and girls and do all the activities that children do instead of filling their head with nonsense over this gender, where 50 children now a week are visiting gender clinics.
Well, you wouldn't be filling their heads full of anything. You just wouldn't be directing them that they're a boy or a girl if you believe in what Paloma Faith does.
Let children grow up as boys and girls the way I grew up, the way you grew up, and get into the activities that boys and girls do and stop filling their head with it. Are you happy with your gender? You're born a boy and a girl, and that's the way you are.
Thank you, Norman. Thank you, Sammy. Thank you, Tina.